Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 408th word for word show. I could not get the book of Matthew finished in the last one because there were so many notes. Just not going to short any of it. I'm not going to cut corners. I don't do that. It deserves full attention. Pardon me. So we're going to be beginning in book of Matthew chapter 27 today. We're going to do 27, which is a pretty good sized chapter, and then 28, and that'll finish Matthew up, and then if we have time we'll do a little bit in the book of Mark. So let's get rolling here. Before we go too far, let me give my website. And I have to give it all, because if you just Google Pastor Steve, you're going to get all different kinds of stuff, and you're not going to get me. https://www.pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, hyphen, Steve, S-T-E-V-E.com. You can't just Google Pastor Steve, because you're going to get people that aren't me. You know, there's a bunch of them, evidently. What can I say? All right. Verse 1 of chapter 27 of the book of Matthew. Now, this is where they're going to get all their dirty deeds done, getting ready to murder him. And I have to cough just a second. Oh, I've had this pesky cold here, and it's settled in my chest, and it's clearing up. And morning having come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Joshua so as to put him to to death. Now, these are these chief priests. These are the Edomite infiltrators and the elders. Some of them were Israel, or some of them were Edom. Some of them just were betrayers. Verse 2. And having bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Okay. Now, verses 3 through 8 here, you can reference Acts chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. That's verses 3 through 8. Okay. And then we'll get into 9 and 10. They have a different reference. Okay. Verse 3. Then Yehuda, that's Judas Iscariot, okay, he who delivered him up, having seen that he had been condemned, repented. This is an Edomite, okay? Repented. It was that powerful. It worked on him. Returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and to the elders. Verse 4, saying, I have sinned in delivering up innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? You see to it. And throwing down the pieces of silver in the dwelling place, he left and went and hanged himself. Verse 6. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, it is not right to put them into the treasury, seeing they are the price of blood. So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field for the burial of strangers. Verse 8. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood until today. Now we have verses 9 and 10. And verses 9 and 10 in chapter 27, you can reference Zechariah chapter 11. At Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 and 13. And just a second, I got to clear my throat again. I'm sorry. Okay. Where were we? Ah, yes, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9, then was filled or fulfilled what was spoken by Yirmiyahu the prophet, that's Isaiah, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him who was pierced, on whom they of the children of Israel set a price, and gave them for the potter's field, as Yahweh had ordered me. Now that's Zechariah Verse 11. And Yeshua stood before the governor. And the governor asked him, saying, are you the sovereign of the Yehudim? And Yeshua said to him, you say it. Verse 12. And as he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he answered not. Verse 13. Then Pilate said to him, do you not hear how much they witness against you? Verse 14. And he did not answer him not one word, so that the governor wondered much. Now, he knew what was coming. Yeshua knew. There was no hope. Didn't matter what he answered. They were gonna do what they were going to do to him anyway. Verse 15. And at the festival, okay, that's the feast of Passover. Okay, that's coming up. The governor used to release to the crowd one prisoner whom they wished. Okay, they had verse 16 here. And they had then a well-known prisoner called Barabba. Verse 17. So when they were assembled, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you wish I release to you, Barabba or Yeshua, who is called Messiah?" Verse 18. For he knew that because of envy they had delivered him up. Verse 19. He knew what was going on. There was false witness, but these judges want to keep their jobs today, and they do the same thing. When all this fake prosecution, I mean, they withhold evidence and put false evidence in. Well, they did the same thing back then. Verse 19, and as he was sitting on the judgment seat, and he was a governor, his wife sent to him saying, "Have none at all to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much today in a dream because of him." She was having visions. Okay. Verse 20. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the crowds that they should ask for Barabba and to destroy Yeshua, just like they do today. And they follow along like little sheep. Verse 21. And the governor answering said to them, "Which of the two do you wish I release to you?" And they said, "Barabba." Verse 22. Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Yeshua, who is called Messiah?" They all said to him, "Let him be impaled." Okay, now they would have crucified, but there was no crossbar. There was no cross. It was a stake, okay? Not a cross. Verse 23, and the governor said, "Indeed, what evil has he done?" And they were crying out all the more, saying, "Let him be impaled." These are your brain dead induced mob that were controlled by the Pharisees. Okay, just like today, they've got the Judeo-Christian churches completely brainwashed, and they will do whatever the pulpit masters tell them to do. They're not. They're not going to use reason or scripture. Verse 24. And you can reference the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, verses 6 through 9 for verse 24. That's Deuteronomy 21, 6 through 9. pardon the lung congestion. I'm sorry, but I've still got this cold and there's nothing I can do about it. And when Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but rather an uproar was starting. He took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this righteous one. You shall see to it." In other words, he wasn't going to do anything to Yeshua. He's just going to let them have him, and they will be responsible. Verse 25. All right, and this is what they want to cut out of all the Bibles, because these were all the mixed multitudes, the Edomites and the Talmudists and all of that. This is that crowd. And they had assembled a select, stacked audience there today. It wasn't the normal people. This was a picked crowd, okay? And all the people answering said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Well, these people were children of the viper. Okay, that's who they were. But in the movie, The Passion of Christ, they removed that line. They wouldn't let them have it in the movie. What's that tell you? What does that tell you? They don't want that heard. And I think they don't teach it too much in the churches, because it puts blame where blame is due. They keep trying to blame the Romans. It was not the Romans that killed him. It wasn't the Romans that did the deed. It was these creatures. Verse 26. Then he released Barabbas to them, but having Yeshua whipped, he delivered him over to be impaled. Verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Yeshua into the court and gathered the entire company of soldiers basically around him. Verse 28. And having stripped him, they put a scarlet robe on him. Verse 29. And plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they kneeled down. I have to cough again. Oh, that's terrible when that comes on. They kneeled down before him and mocked him, saying, "Greetings, sovereign of the Yehudim." Verse 30. And spitting on him, they took the reed and struck him on the head. Verse 31. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him and then put his own garments on him and led him away to be impaled. Well, let's stop right here. They had beat him so badly that his ribs were showing, and they just beat him and beat him and beat him, okay? And that's the reason for this verse. Verse 32. And as they were going out, they found a man of Cyrene, Shimon by name. They compelled him to bear his stake, the one that they were going to impale him on, because he couldn't carry it. He was a mess. They just beat him to pieces. Verse 33. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, verse 34, you can reference Psalm 69, verse 21. That's Psalm 69, verse 21. they gave him wine mixed with bile to drink, real bitter, horrible wine, and after tasting, he would not drink it. Verse 35. And having impaled him, they divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be filled what was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Now that's Psalm 69. Or Psalm 22:18, pardon me. Psalm 22:18. Verse 36. And sitting down, they guarded him there. Verse 37. And they put up over his head the written charge against him. This is Yahshua, the sovereign of the Yahudim. Verse 38. Then two robbers were impaled with him, one on the right and another on the left. Boy. Verse 39. Verse 39, you can reference Psalm 22:7 and Psalm 109:25. That's 22:7 and 109, verse 25. And the book of Sirach, in your Apocrypha, chapter 12, verse 17 and 18. That's Sirach 12, 17 and 18. And chapter 13, verse 7. That's 13, 7 as well. That's for verse 39. Verse 40. And for verse 40, oh, I didn't read 30. And those passing by were blaspheming him, shaking their heads. That's verse 39. Verse 40, and saying, you who destroy the dwelling place and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the son of Elohim, come down from the stake. Verse 40, you can reference Matthew 26, verse 61. Matthew 26, verse 61. And the book of John, chapter 2, verse 19. John 2, 19. Of course, he's willingly giving up his life. And in 3 days, he's going to raise up from the dead. So that's the temple he's talking about, not some earthly building. Temple of his spirit. Verse 41. And likewise the chief priest with the scribes and elders mocking said, verse 42. He saved others. He is unable to save himself. If he is the sovereign of Israel, let him now come down from the stake and we shall believe him. They're mocking him. They're mocking Yahweh. Verse 43. You can reference Psalm 22, verse 8. Psalm 22, verse 8. And the wisdom of Solomon in your Apocrypha, wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 18 through 20. Wisdom of Solomon 2, 18 through 20, for verse 43. He trusted in Elohim, let him rescue him now if he desires him. For he said, I am the son of Elohim. Verse 44. And also the robbers who were impaled with him reviled him, saying the same. Now, there's going to be another accounting where one of the robbers repents. Okay. Verse 45. And from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. Now, that was unusual. It was not to be that way. Okay, but it was that day. Verse 46. And verse 46, you can reference Psalm 22, verse 1. Psalm 22, verse 1, for verse 46. And about the ninth hour, Yeshua cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. That is, my El, why have you forsaken me? Now, that's Aramaic, okay? Verse 47. Some of those standing there, having heard, said, this one calls Eliyahu. Verse 48. And immediately one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. And verse 48, you can reference Psalm 69:21. Psalm 69:21. Verse 49. But the rest said, leave it. Let us see if Eliyahu comes to save him. Now listen to this verse very carefully. This is verse 50. There's an action here that you need to understand clearly. Because they just gloss over it so many times. And Yeshua cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit because they couldn't kill him unless he allowed it. And he had to have his spirit leave that body temporarily so he could reoccupy that body in 3 days. That his Holy Spirit left that body, and that body was nothing but an earthly body at that point. Verse 51. And see, the veil of the dwelling place, now that's in the temple where the ark and everything was torn in two from top to bottom. In other words, it opened up the Holy of Holies. And the earth was shaken, and the rocks were split. And verse 51, you can reference Exodus chapter 26, verses 31 through 33. That's Exodus 26, 31 through 33. And listen to this, verse 52. And the tombs were opened. In other words, the stones were rolled away and opened up. And many bodies of the set apart ones who had fallen asleep were raised. Yahweh reanimated all those bodies of his set apart ones, the holy people, not just common people. This is another miracle at his death. And they walked around and people saw him. Verse 53. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the set apart city and appeared to many. He was the first fruits of the resurrection, and then it says the dead will rise first. You know, but they didn't want to believe. Of course not. They don't want to believe today. Verse 54. And when the captain and those with him who were guarding Yahshua saw the earthquake and all that took place, they feared exceedingly, saying, truly, this was the son of Elohim. The light bulb came on. Oh, boy. Verse 55. And many women who followed Yahshua from Galilee attending him were there watching from a distance. Verse 56. Among whom were Miriam from Magdala, and Miriam, the mother of Yaakov, and Yosef, and the mother of Zabdi's sons. And for verses 55 and 56 here, for verses 55 and 56, the reference is the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Luke 8, 2 and 3. Verse 57. And one evening came a rich man from Ramathaim named Yosef. That was Yosef of Arimathea. Okay. Who himself had also become a Tatwan of Yahshua. Verse 58. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Yahshua. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given. Verse 59, they took him down from that stake and gave him the body. Verse 59, and having taken the body, Yosef wrapped it in clean linen. In other words, they washed the body and wrapped it in clean linen. Verse 60, and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. Brand new tomb, not occupied. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and went away. And one man or two men couldn't move that, because it went down into a groove and would seal that door. Clunk, and you couldn't move it. Verse 61. And Miriam from Magdala was there, and the other Miriam sitting opposite the tomb. Verse 62. On the next day, which was after the preparation. That was Passover preparation day, okay? The chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, verse 63, now write all these, there's a ton of these. Verse 63, Matthew 16, 21. Matthew 17, 23. Matthew 20, 19. That's Matthew 16, 21, 17, 23, and 20, 19. The book of Mark. Mark 8, 31. 9, 31. 10, 33 and 34. That's Mark 8, 31. 9:31 and 10:33 and 34, and the book of Luke 9:22 and 18:31 through 33. That's Luke 9:22 and 18:31 through 33 for verse 63. This is what they said. This is their lie. Master, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, after 3 days, I am raised. Oh, they got that right. But they had said to accuse him that he was going to tear down the temple and then rebuild it. See, the story changes with these vipers. Verse 64, command then that the tomb be safeguarded until the third day. Lest his taught ones come by night and steal him away. And should say to the people, he was raised from the dead. And the last deception shall be worse than the first. In other words, they're lying. They don't believe. They're going to make sure that there's no goings on that might, you know. And they propagated this lie to the today. Oh, his disciples came and took him away. He didn't raise up. They're still saying that, folks. They're still repeating that lie. Verse 65. So Pilate said to them, you have a watch. Go, safeguard it as you know how. Verse 66, and they went and safeguarded the tomb, sealing the stone and setting the watch. Okay, that ends chapter 27 of the book of Matthew. Now we're going to start in chapter 28. This is the final chapter. So this sets stage. They were going to tell the lie, which they still do today, that his disciples stole him away. Because they can't fathom that he was truly the son of Yahweh. And that Yahweh could just reinstitute life into that holy body, because his body was purified. Oh, I needed a hit of coffee. Verse 1 of chapter 28. But late in the Shabbat, and the Greek has Shabbats, okay? One of the Shabbats. As it was dawning into day one of the week, that's one of the Shabbats, okay? Miriam from Magdala and the other Miriam came to see the tomb. Now that's verse 1. And you can reference for verse 1 the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 2. Mark 16:2. The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 1. That's Luke 24:1. The book of John, chapter 20, verse 1. John 20, verse 1. And 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse 2. That's 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2. Verse 2, and see, there was a great earthquake, for a messenger of Yahweh came down out of heaven. That's an angel, okay, if you have to have it like that. And came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. You know, and all these men couldn't move that stone. They sealed it and did all of that. And he just walked up to it and just rolled it aside. And this is what's coming for the judgment day. And these people think they're going to fight against these messengers. Oh, please. Verse 3, and his appearance was like lightning, and his garments were white as snow. And there were guards there, understand? And they saw this, verse 4, and the guards trembled for fear of him and became like dead men. They just fell down and just they just fainted. Verse 5. He was waiting for these women. Okay. And the messenger responding, said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Yeshua who was impaled. Here we go, verse 6. He is not here, for he was raised as he said. Uh-oh. Now, the guards just about, they all just about passed out, but they wrote accounts and they talked among themselves later and said his disciples didn't take him. This being came down from heaven and just rolled this stone back like it was nothing. So the story spread. The lying story of the pod people didn't do them any good. He says, he is not here, for he was raised as he said. Come, see the place where the master lay. Verse 7. And go quickly, say to his taught ones that he was raised from the dead, and see, he is going before you to Galilee. That's Galilee. Okay. There you shall see him. See, I have told you. Verse 8. Let me clear my sinuses for just a second. All right, verse 8. And they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to report to his taught ones. Verse 9, and as they were going to report to his taught ones, see, Yeshua met them, saying, greetings. They knew who he was, and they came and held him by the feet and did bow to him. Then Yeshua said to them, verse 10, then Yeshua said to him, do not be afraid. Go report to my brothers to go to Galilee, and they shall see me there. Verse 11. And while they were going, see, some of the watch, having gone into the city, reported to the chief priests all that took place. Here's what they did. They told the truth. And this is what these Edomite scum did. Verse 12. And when they came together with the elders and taken counsel, they gave enough silver to the soldiers, saying, say that his taught ones came at night and stole him away while we slept. They paid him to lie. And they propagate that lie today. Verse 14. And if this should be reported to the governor, we shall win him over and keep you out of trouble. In other words, we'll lie to the man for you as long as you serve us. Now, has their method changed today? Do they do anything different today, folks? Do they? Verse 15. And having taken the silver, they did as they were instructed. And this account was widely spread among the Ya'udim to this day. Among them, the people of Judah. Not necessarily the tribe of Judah, but just everybody that was living there, because a lot of mixed multitudes didn't believe on him either. Verse 16. And you can reference Matthew chapter 26, verse 32. It's Matthew 26:32 and the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 28. Mark 14:28. And the 11 taught ones went away into Galilee to the mountain which Yeshua had appointed for them. Verse 17. And when they saw him, they bowed to him, but some doubted. It was even hard, after all that he had done, for some of these people to believe that the man that they just saw executed so horribly would get up and walk. Verse 18. And Yeshua came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Okay, he's left off the earthly body. He's in a body that has been transformed, as ours will be. And now he has all authority. Verse 19, this is very important. You can reference Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. This is a commission. Verse 19, therefore, go and make taught ones of all the nations. That's the Israel nations. Go to all the Israel nations, immersing them in the name. Okay, the name. Of the Father and of the Son and of the set apart Spirit. Now, that second part is not found in the Hebrew text, but it is in the Greek. Verse 20, teaching them to guard all that I have commanded you. And see, I am with you always until the end of the age. The end of the age. Mm-hmm. And then it says, Amen. Now that has nothing to do with Amon Ra. People have tried to say, oh, that's pagan. No, it has nothing to do with the Egyptian god. It's Amen. In Hebrew, it means so be it. So don't fall for more fables that people have attached to a word. Everybody likes to have some new thing to attract attention, and they take some wild thing and then run with it and get all these people falling around behind them. Research for yourself, okay? Do your own research. Okay, we're going to be starting in the book of Mark. in the next show. I can't really get into any of it today because I honestly don't have the time. I've got less than 10 minutes. We've finished this out without skipping on any of the verses. I haven't cut back on any of the notes or any of that. I just can't bring myself to do that with the New Testament like this, or even the Old Testament. I didn't do it either. If it takes a few extra shows, and it does. I mean, this is scripture study. This isn't a little game that we're playing. This is real serious study. That's what this is for. So as it goes along, I'm going to be getting a new version. I ordered a large print version of the scriptures. That'll be coming this week because I'm having to wear a couple of sets of glasses, and it's just getting, I'm getting old, folks, okay? Been old for a while, but I need a little help. I need a little bit bigger print. So cut me some slack. I really love these studies, and I love reading to you, and I love the participation I get from the audience, the stuff in the chat room, and all the emails that I get, and the letters. And people are appreciating what I'm doing, and I am so happy. I'm so happy that you you enjoy what I'm doing, because that's what it's for. You should enjoy your studies. These are holy words, and they should be a blessing to you. They are a blessing to me to read them. That's the whole deal. They are a blessing, even for me just to read them to you. So in the next show, I'm going to launch into the book of Mark. It is a shorter book than Matthew. It only has 16 chapters. But there are lots and lots and lots of notes. I have pages and pages already compiled, and I will give you all of those as we go through. So may Yahweh bless and keep you. I'm going to play a little bluegrass gospel and let you enjoy that, and then I'll close out. I'll catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Hey! you better get out on your knees and pray.
Policeman on the beat. Put your head brakes on.
Against the foe.